With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Minnesota is the first state in the nation to try telling farmers how to apply fertilizer to their crops. The state's Department of Agriculture has recently drafted a rule that's meant to cut down on nitrogen runoff. Nitrogen fertilizer is the main source of nitrate pollution in the state's groundwater. And Steve Supan, with the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy, says Minnesota's rule is a significant step, but maybe one other states should be taking a look at.
The only regulations pertaining to fertilizer have to do with its storage. Fertilizer application is an unregulated industry.
Supan says the fertilizer industry is working on a solution, but it may or may not work for farmers.
The fertilizer companies who would like to sell more fertilizer, but you know what they may sell is going to be a much more expensive fertilizer. Well, how do farmers pay for that when what they get at their local grain elevator is a price that's below their cost of production?
Meanwhile, he says the Brazilian government has announced commercial production of a fertilizer that uses nanotechnology to reduce nitrate runoff by 25%. And Canadian researchers claim they've had even better results with nanotechnology. Supan says the IATP and other watchdogs will be advising the U.S. Department of Agriculture on the viability of these emerging products in the U.S. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.